Track 10, Have Presence of Mind. On the previous track, we discussed acting as if and practicing a consciously genuine smile. In addition, three levels of acting as if were discussed. Level 1 in acting as if was building a connection. Level 2 was asking as if clarification was needed. Level 3 was step 3 in solution-focused thinking of assessing resources. As mentioned on the last track, if all this sounds rather stressful to you, the remainder of the tracks in this CD set focus on a variety of stress reduction techniques to be implemented as you apply solution-focused thinking techniques from the first tracks. Choose the ones, or the one, that seem to resonate with you the most. If you recall on track 8, we talked about creating sources of support and taking time to have others listen to you. However, do you take time to listen to yourself? Or, depending upon your spiritual belief, do you take time to listen to your inner guidance, spirit guides, or other guiding entity? How can you take a break from your everyday thoughts to really focus on listening to yourself or some form of guidance? Clearly, meditation is a proven way to access this guidance. But if you feel meditation is not your thing, think again. Meditation helps you to slow down, get centered, and acquire presence of mind. It also helps you to be present in the moment to what is happening. Meditation stops you from regurgitating or rehashing a past pain or anticipating a future fear. In short, you are in the present. Meditation could also introduce you to the possibility of listening to your inner voice or guidance. One of the primary researchers regarding the benefits of meditation is Dr. Herbert Benson. Dr. Benson's book, The Relaxation Response, has become a classic. There are two basic components involved in eliciting this relaxation response. The first is using a mental focus, such as watching your breath, as we have discussed on track 7. The second basic component of the relaxation response is repeating a word, phrase, prayer, or sound, or using repetitive muscular activity to help you shift your mind away from everyday thoughts and worries. Here's how you start. To elicit a relaxation response, you need to have a passive attitude towards distracting thoughts. By distracting thoughts, I mean, for example, thoughts like, my foot itches, or I have to get up early tomorrow. Don't worry about how well you are doing, but gently direct your mind back to your mental or physical exercise focus when you notice yourself caught up in a train of thought. Here are the basic steps necessary to elicit the relaxation response through meditation. Pick a focus word, phrase, image, or prayer. This can be rooted in your personal belief system. For example, a Christian might choose the opening of Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." A Jewish person, Shalom. A Muslim, Allah. Or you may prefer a neutral word or phrase, such as peace or love. The one I use is the phrase, just breathe. I inhale on the word just, and I exhale on the word breathe. So my verbalization actually reinforces what I want to do. I find inhaling the word just and exhaling the word breathe works extremely well to gain instant presence of mind and has a calming effect. When you hear the musical tone, turn the CD player off and try this. Just say the word... Say the words just as you inhale to yourself, followed by the word breathe as you exhale. Repeat 5 times. The goal is to slow down your mind from racing thoughts. To start meditating, choose a quiet spot. Unless you have a chapel in your facility, you may need to reserve this for home or the open-eyed version for in your car. Once you have found a place, sit quietly in a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Relax your muscles, and breathe slowly and naturally. As you do, repeat your focus word or phrase as you exhale. Assume a passive attitude. Do not worry about how well you are doing. When other thoughts come to your mind, simply say to yourself, "Oh well," or "It's okay," and gently return to the repetition of your phrase. For example, just breathe, or peace, or love. Let's have you try the following 4 to decide if you have one you like better than the other. When you hear the musical tone, try saying the phrase, "Oh well," on the exhale, and repeat 5 times. Now try saying "it's okay" as you exhale 5 times. Now try saying "peace" as you exhale 5 times. Now try saying "love" as you exhale 5 times. So in summary, the first type of meditation might be a physically passive meditation in which you sit, perhaps repeat a word or phrase, to aid you to calm your thoughts, and if you wish, ask for inner or outer guidance. A second type of meditation is a moving meditation, for example, like Qigong, which is a form of moving meditation. If you wish more information about a moving meditation, because you are perhaps, like I am, a type A personality and have problems sitting still for long periods of time, Qigong is obviously a Chinese word and is spelled Qigong. Capital Q, capital I, capital Gong. A website that has an excellent selection of Qigong CDs and DVDs is www.chill-qigong.com. This web address is located in your manual. In addition to a passive meditation using a word and an active moving meditation such as Qigong, you might consider a third presence of mind technique, which is the creation of affirmations or creating positive self-talk. On the last track, we talked about creating positive self-talk towards the non-compliant CNA, Wendy, by thinking about something you admire or like about her, as opposed to having thoughts about what she was doing that you did not like. On the next track, we will expand upon this method of creating positive self-talk via affirmations as an additional means to reduce stress in your facility. However, at the risk of sounding too repetitive, none of these techniques on any of these tracks will reduce your stress if you do not replay the tracks and complete the note-taking exercises to such an extent as to change your behavior in the facility.